Chapter 9. Hakeem was already outside when Darcy headed out of Blueford. She saw him pacing at the bottom of the steps where she had been the day before. What a difference a day makes, Darcy thought to herself as she approached. She was still angry at him, but she had to put an end to the lies. He'd dumped his secrets, but hers were still gnawing at her. She'd given up on getting back together with him, but she knew she'd never be able to clear her head unless she told him what really happened. Only then would she free herself from the guilt about lying to him. Only then could she look at him and know she'd done the right thing. With or without him, it was the only way she could move on, and it had to happen now.
"Hi, Darcy," Hakeem said, his voice wavering slightly.
She could tell he was fighting his stutter. "Let's go to the park," she said, avoiding his nervous gaze. "There's something I need to tell you." He nodded, and they walked several blocks without a word. In her mind, Darcy tried to rehearse what she'd say, but everything was jumbled. They crossed into the park where they once walked hand in hand, only now they kept their distance, careful not to touch. She led him to a bench and sat down.
"Darcy, I just want to say this one more time. I'm sorry."
"I don't want you to say anything else until you hear what I've got to tell you," she said, cutting him off. Each of his apologies added to the guilt pressing down on her. She needed him to stop until he'd heard everything. Then he'd have a choice to make. So would she.
"If he's the person I think he is, he'll handle it just right," Tara had said.
"If not, you're better off without him."
Now was the time to find out.
"What is it, Darcy?" he asked.
"When you were away, I started seeing someone too," she said. Hakeem's brown eyes opened wide.
"What?"
Without pausing, Darcy told him how she met Brian, how he'd comforted her when Hakeem left. She even mentioned their walks on the beach and how she'd kissed him, but she held back the rest of the truth, the part about the attack. It was her darkest secret, a knot of shame and hurt she still wasn't sure she could tell. Hakeem's face looked pained, as if he was squinting at the sun or something, but his eyes were aimed down at the ground.
"Why didn't you tell me about him? You should have told me, Darcy," he said, kicking his heels against the edge of their bench.
"And you should have told me about Anika before I saw her hugging you," Darcy cut back. Hakeem shook his head. Darcy knew what he was feeling. Hurt and jealousy. The sour mix that made her want to scream yesterday.
"I'm not gonna lie, Darcy. I don't like thinking about you with someone else. It hurts me right here," he said, slapping his chest. "But what can I say? We broke up. I couldn't expect you to just stop living after I left. What kind of person would I be if I did that?"
Hakeem stared at her then. His eyes seemed to gaze right into her, and Darcy had to look away. He was showing himself to be what she remembered, what led her to him in the first place. He was smart, kind, friendly, and deep. He was trying his best to be straight up with her. She knew how hard that was. She still hadn't managed to be straight up with him. The secrets she'd hidden for so long were falling away, but the biggest one still remained. Darcy turned back and noticed the park was completely empty. Everything seemed still and tense. Even the birds grew quiet, and the sun hung like a giant red eye staring down at them. She braced herself for what she had to say next, the secret that hurt her the most and haunted her even this morning as she watched the Toyota pull up the street.
"There's something else, Hakeem. Something I always wanted to hide from you, but I can't anymore," she said.
Hakeem massaged his forehead and temples like he had a headache, but then he shook off whatever pained him, sat upright, took a deep breath, and focused on her.
"You can tell me anything, Darcy."
"Something happened with Brian," she admitted, struggling for the words she knew she had to say.
"I mean, nothing really happened, but it almost did. My father stopped everything, But before that, Brian almost... I mean, things just got...
What is it, Darcy? What are you trying to say?
We were kissing on his couch. I shouldn't have even been there. I was so stupid. But he seemed so nice, and I was missing you, Darcy explained, unable to look in Hakeem's eyes.
What happened? What did he do?
Hakeem asked, his voice rising with concern and anger.
He wouldn't stop, Darcy answered. Her words seemed to freeze the entire park.
For several seconds, nothing moved. Not the ants on the ground, not the leaves in the trees, not even cars on the street nearby.
What?
Darcy couldn't raise her head to look at Hakeem, but she couldn't hold back the truth either.
I asked him to stop, but he just kept pushing me, you know? I got so scared. If my dad hadn't come over, I don't know what would have happened, she explained.
She even told him about the nightmares, how Tara helped her, and the scare she had on the way to Blueford. That's when she realized Hakeem wasn't okay. He was sitting with his arms crossed and his legs twitching with nervous energy. His face was bunched up in an angry scowl.
Tara knew about this and didn't tell me? He asked, not waiting for an answer. I can't believe it. Y'all are supposed to be my friends. If something serious happens, I should know about it, he protested.
It wasn't her secret to tell. It was mine, and I would have never forgiven her if she told you. She was just protecting me, that's all.
Protecting you? It don't seem like anyone's been doing that since I left. Where is this punk? Dude needs to learn a lesson, Hakeem yelled.
No, Hakeem. This was months ago. It's over.
It's not over, Darcy. You can't just drop this on me and expect me to be cool with it, Hakeem cut back.
He stood up from the bench and started pacing in front of her like a caged lion.
That punk could have hurt you.
Calm down, Darcy said, moving into his path and putting her hands on his chest. I'm okay. Nothing really happened.
No, something did happen. I can't believe this is the first time I'm hearing about it. It's been months. Someone should have told me.
Darcy knew the feeling well. His words were the same as hers yesterday, and her reasons for hiding the truth weren't much different from his.
I was scared of what you might think about me, Darcy admitted. Like maybe you blame me for what happened.
She'd heard guys talk. She knew the ugly words they had for girls, especially one who went to a guy's apartment alone. Darcy hated the words and knew they were wrong, but Hakeem might not. She always feared he'd think less of her for what happened.
Blame you? You didn't do this. The sorry coward who pushed you around is the one I blame. I need to talk to him,
Hakeem fumed, his eyes flashing with anger. He suddenly looked scary, his face hard and mean. Darcy stepped back. She wasn't sure what to say to calm him down. She only wanted him to understand what happened. She hadn't expected him to flip out.
There's nothing you need to say to him. It's done, Darcy replied.
Coop know about this too? He asked, ignoring her comment.
Darcy wasn't sure of the answer. Tara was the only one who knew and could have told Cooper, but the more Darcy learned, the more she thought Tara had kept her secret.
It ain't right for me to be telling everybody secrets, especially when the secrets can hurt people, Tara had said.
Darcy believed her.
I don't think so, she answered.
Why?
Hakeem turned away from her suddenly.
Look, Darcy, I gotta go. I'll call you later.
Where are you going? She called. She didn't like the stormy look on his face, the tightness in his jaw. Hakeem!
He didn't look back or slow down. Instead, he headed out of the park and back into the streets.
Everything'll be all right, he called out as he left. I just need to take a walk, that's all. I'll call you.
As she watched him walk away, Darcy wasn't sure exactly where Hakeem was going, but inside she knew what he was going to find once he got there. Trouble. Darcy rushed home, unsure what to do. Her mother was walking out the door when Darcy turned the corner onto their street. Mom was wearing her hospital ID badge as she slowly made her way to the car. Darcy could see her mother was exhausted, but as she got closer, Darcy thought Mom looked even worse. Her face was gray and puffy. She almost looked sick, like she was fighting the flu or something. "Where are you going, Mom? Aren't you supposed to be taking nights off from now on?" Darcy asked. Mom sat down slowly in the car as if her back was sore. "Don't start lecturing me. I got enough of that from your sister. I don't need it from you, too," Mom snapped. "Someone called out at the hospital, so I'm gonna fill in. They're gonna pay me overtime, and Lord knows we need the money if we're ever gonna afford this baby."
"Can't you let someone else go in?" Darcy asked. "You can't work like this. You're too tired."
Jamie walked outside. She must have heard them talking.
"That's enough from both of you. I'm going to work, and that's it. Even with his new job, your father's going to have to work 80 hours a week to keep us above water once the baby's born. The more we save up before then, the better. Now, I'm sorry. You might not like it, but that's the way it's going to have to be," Mom explained.
"But, Mom," Darcy wanted to say, "Dad's drinking again, and you're the only one who doesn't see it. He's not going to be able to hold up under all that pressure." Yet Darcy couldn't say a word, even as she checked for beer bottles on the front step. There were none.
"Now, I'll be back late, so don't wait up for me. Your father said he was getting off early tonight. He should be back around 10. There's leftovers in the fridge," she explained, putting the car into gear.
"We're going to have to tell her the truth, Jamie," Darcy said as soon as their mother pulled away. "We can't keep lying to her."
Jamie nodded somberly.
"I found where he's hiding the beer. There's a cooler hidden in the crawl space under the house. I found a bottle cap in the backyard, and I saw this little panel that he pried open. I couldn't believe it."
Neither could Darcy until Jamie led her to a spot in their tiny backyard. Just as Jamie described, there was a thin metal panel right above the ground. Jamie pulled it away to reveal a blue cooler not much bigger than Darcy's book bag. Inside were four bottles exactly like the empty one she'd found in the kitchen. Darcy shook her head in shock. Her father had been hiding his problem right underneath them.
"Maybe that's why he wanted this house," Jamie said bitterly. "'Cause he knew it had a hiding spot."
Her voice was heavy with sadness, as if the image she had of her father had been shattered forever.
"We have to tell Mom about this tonight, Jamie," Darcy said, putting the panel back in place. She wanted her mother to see it for herself. "As soon as she gets home." A tear rolled down Jamie's face.
"I'm scared of what's gonna happen."
"Me too," Darcy said, giving her a hug. "Me too."
A few hours later, Darcy's cell phone rang. Her heart jumped in her chest. The moment she'd watched Hakeem storm out of the park, she felt something bad would happen. She was so sure she'd even tried to call Tara and Cooper, but neither was home. She even thought about calling the police, but then talked herself out of it.
"What if you're wrong? What if he needed to clear his head?" she thought.
One thing that made her feel better was that no one had called her with bad news. Everything had been quiet, until now. She looked at the phone and saw that the call was from Tara's house. "Hello?"
"Hey, girl, it's me," Tara said.
Darcy could hear the worry in her voice.
"Look, I know we got lots to talk about, but something serious is happening and I'm scared."
"What is it, Tara?" Darcy asked, even though she already knew the answer.
"It's Coop and Hakeem. They're going after Brian. We gotta stop them before they do something stupid."